Hi, I'm Dina, and thank you for taking the time to listen to the Real Me, Real You, No Mask podcast. This podcast is about being transparent, sharing passionate conversations, passionate experiences, and honest truth. Sharing stories not to impress. No mask means showing up as we are without shame or fear, because here's the real truth. Every one of us has a story shaped by both the highs and the lows. And someone out there needs to hear your story just the way it is. As a community, let's be here for each other to talk, to listen, to grow, and to move forward together. We all deserve the chance to grow and heal beyond the challenges and/or disappointments. While I may not have the ability or know how to walk through this process right now, I do have the availability to learn. Earlier this year, I mentioned in one of my Making a Difference posts taking a break to see where God is directing me. The time for me to move out of my own way has come. Many times we hold back because we think we need to be private. This past July, I received confirmation it was time. Time to stop holding back. Just when you believe God is absent, you will witness His presence. I ask you this, when were times you felt alone? But the Lord got you through. And I want to hear what may be weighing heavy on your heart. What challenges or disappointments you may be facing. Are you ready to reveal those? Again, this community is a safe place, and we are here for each other. I have learned so many lessons growing up from a young girl and becoming the woman I am today. Lessons I have been moved to share with you, hoping they may help you deal with similar situations. God knew what I was going through, and He knows what you're going through as well. I have been shifted to a new place where I would be led to remove the mask and talk about some things I would never believe possible. This is difficult for me because I've always been a very private person. But if I resist this calling, I will not fulfill the plan God has for me. I'm not even sure whether I'm doing this perfectly or not. But I know that it doesn't matter. I will make some mistakes along the way. One of the topics I want to discuss with you is about grief, because by no means is grief restricted to the death or loss of someone close. It also means mourning anything that dies in your life, plans, goals, dreams, and most importantly, relationships. How do we move past the loss of a loved one, a relationship, or the loss of the living? Like me, many of us wait for things to become perfect before we feel comfortable about moving forward. I realize it doesn't matter what people think about our decision. It only matters what God thinks. There are challenges and disappointments that have been allowed to happen. And as difficult as that is to hear, if we had not gone through those challenges, how can we share experiences with those going through the same and say, "I understand"? It can be tough to remain hopeful and on mission, accepting some things will fall apart along the way. We should find comfort in knowing that the God of the universe directs the plans of our lives and He knows the outcomes. So I continue to move forward in sharing His word and some challenges with you, because I know He has something greater planned, and I will walk that path with God beside me. On a few different occasions, I have experienced the favor of God in my life, and I will share those experiences with you later. I leave you with these words. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. Continue to be real, be faithful, and be prayerful. And keep making a difference. One story at a time. You don't have to have it all together to make a difference. Make sure to rate and follow my show on platforms such as Spotify and Apple. And don't forget to drop a comment. We're looking to hear everyone's stories about healing and moving forward, and we can't wait to hear from you. If today's episode encouraged you, share it with a friend and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's next. And I'd love to connect with you, so join me on Instagram at Making a Difference, where we will keep these conversations going. Until next time, remember, your story matters, and you don't have to wear the mask. Blessings.